It is a Wednesday morning, which means it's time. Jackrabbit FM cares. Good morning, angels. So many, many people hooked me up on Facebook, sent mails to angels@jacarandafm.com, which is the right way to do it, about the Oosthuizens, Tamsin and Andries Oosthuizen from Roodepoort. So it's my great pleasure to welcome you in studio. Finally, Tamsin, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I think it doesn't help to complain on such a lovely day and such a blessing being here today.
Sometimes it does, hey, because the bright people might hear you. This is the thing, though. I'm serious. I mean, so many people. You've got such a beautiful network of people around you. You know that probably, don't you?
I do. The love and support that I've received through this whole journey has been so amazing. I mean, like, my mom has given up almost a whole life being there for me and with my daughter through this time. And friends, just... And the support, I mean, when I did this video to let people know Andries' story, I was extremely private about him, private about his photos and his videos. And when I decided to do this video to share his story, the love and the messages was overwhelming.
I tell you what, I mean, I was contacted even by places in Pretoria who want to do, who invited me to perform for a fundraiser, and people just DMing and... Facebooking, it's just amazing. And well, you're here this morning because of all that love and support, and because obviously someone finally got through to the right address, which is angels@jacarandafm.com. Tell us the story. You and Andries, I mean, you're a young couple. You met how many years ago?
Oh, many years ago. So we went to high school together. And standard six, I walked into Corsairs and he looked at me and he said to his mom, "This is my trofrou. And I'm going to marry her." And the 15th of July 2017, we tied the knot eventually. So we almost high school sweethearts.
Ach, man.
30 amazing. Years old with a 3-year-old daughter.
You know, young couple, small kid.
Yeah, a perfect love story, the two of us. You know, he was always been my rock and everything.
And that's where the sad news and the bad news came.
Yes.
Tell me about that. What happened?
So last year was a very emotional year for us, and I think it was for so many as well with COVID. We suffered a lot of loss in our family last year. My husband's uncle passed away, Nick, from a heart attack. My dad passed away from cancer. He stayed with us, and my husband and I looked after him. He passed away the 21st of September. And obviously the stress with COVID, my husband had his own company, so no work, no pay. And so I think there was a lot of stress and emotions, and my husband wasn't someone that got sick. And late November, he fell ill. He got home and he had fever, and I said, "Oh, we need to take you to the GP. You know, there's COVID." And them to say he's got bacterial pneumonia. And so it was continuous with the GPs. They weren't happy with how he was looking. They sent him to a physician at Wolgewil, an amazing doctor. They booked him the first time into hospital the 7th of December. For them to say he's got severe heartburn and it caused cuts in his throat, and that's why he's so sick. And the pulmonologist said, "Go home, it will take time to recover, but you're going to be okay." And
he wasn't
getting better. He was coughing, a dry cough, was feeling dizzy, was phoning the doctors to say, "Look, I'm not feeling good." And eventually the 17th of December, his oxygen dropped to 81. And he
must have thought it had something to do with what's going on in the world with COVID.
We did the entire time. And I mean, if I can tell you how many times he had a COVID test or an antibody test.
But it wasn't. It was something else.
Completely something else. And he drove himself two casualties on the 17th of December. He sent me a message because I just got to work. And he said, "Liefie, if this is what death feels like, then it feels like I'm dying. I'm at casualty ward."
So he fell ill with a severe respiratory infection.
Correct.
And he went from a pretty healthy 30-year-old guy to where he is today. Tell us where he is right now.
So right now he's got severe brain damage. He suffered a hypoxia brain injury, of which his left and right frontal lobes is damaged. Basically, he's... Communication and decision making has been impacted. So basically everything that makes you a human has been impacted. And he opens his eyes and I see so much love through his eyes. But that's about it. He's got severe spasticity. So his body is all curled in. His one leg has already shortened. And yeah, it was a shock. It came to a shock when he was ventilated. They said, don't worry, he'll come out of it in 2 weeks. We're just making him fine because he was very anxious. He couldn't breathe. He had bronchospasms. And this is where we're sitting today. The last time I heard my husband's voice was the 17th of December. Well, 19th of December when he was ventilated.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's your child, your daughter.
Yeah.
What's her name?
But my daughter, she's 3. Her name is Tamia.
Tamia. Beautiful
and
name.
Thank you. And that and is everything.
Yeah, I know. And in the video, you know, just listen to this.
Andis was born to be a father, and God knew he had to make him one. Tamia was born, a true princess to daddy's heart. Andis and Tamia's bond is a bond of a father and a daughter, an example of love to all little girls. If she could give her papa a kiss, then you would hear it from the next room. Papa kissy! When Andis started to get sick and was not feeling well at all, he still made effort to dance with her, bath her, read Bible, and pray with her. He never once stopped being a dad to her. She misses her Liffy more and more each day.
Hello, Papa. Can you please pray though? Papa kissy.
How do you even try and explain to her what's happening?
It's extremely hard. So she's actually at play therapy because she says, "Ek soek my papa," and I just tell her, "Papa's in her heart, and he's always there with her." And last week Thursday was the first time she ever saw him, and she sat by him, and she said, "Papa, kan nie praat nie." Ek sê, "My papa blinks so oor vir jou." And I say, "Hy's lief vir jou." And this child was so amazing. She said to him, "Hallo papa, dis ek, dis Tamia." And so every day is a struggle with her to try and explain to her where's her dad. Like I said, they were inseparable. And that video, if people go follow his Facebook page where they dancing, it was taken the week that he drove himself into hospital. He was at his sickest, but he still danced with his little girl.
Which is now a precious memory.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Where to from here?
So my husband received a discharge date of the 4th of June. There's nothing more that they can do for him at the rehabilitation center. And he needs to move to a frail care because he's so medically sick. He needs to go to a facility where they've got all the equipment to look after him. And it's on my own cost.
Oh.
And, yeah.
I was going to ask, that's the next big challenge.
Yes.
You're left now with all the responsibility.
Yeah, and just my income, that's obviously coming in. My daughter still needs, everything needs to still go on as normal. But
what do
yet
you do?
It's not normal. I'm a HR practitioner. My company has been extremely generous and amazing through this journey with me. They give me the time off when I need to go visit him. They give me the freedom if I'm down the day to just give me that gap. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
But you also need to be there with Tamia.
Yes, I do.
But at the same time, you need to work to bring the money in to pay. And I'm guessing that this is not a cheap exercise. What
no,
are we talking here?
We're talking about at most 45,000 a month.
A month.
So accommodation for him alone, just a general accommodation.
Sure. That's a whole lot. But you have an amazing network of people around you that are doing fundraisers, that are trying to look out to you. Obviously amazing people amongst others like Christine, who reached out to angels@jacarandafm.com. Good morning, angels here. Which is amazing. What we're going to do this morning is we're definitely going to put your details up on our blog on jacarandafm.com. As jy graag vir Andries en natuurlik vir Tamsin en in die jongte meer wil ondersteun met hulp gaan daai adres daar so as jy donasie wil maak we'll put their banking details on our blog which is pretty busy and I'm hope people are going to go there right now on jacarandafm.com go to Good Morning Angels there and see if you can make a donation that is a lot of responsibility and huge costs but at the same time we want to try and help you and get angels together to try and help you to take to lift that burden a little bit so that you can be there for your daughter and that you can be there for Andries and I want to get the ball rolling with 50,000 from Good Morning Angels this morning
thank you that I don't think there's enough words to express my appreciation
It's literally the worst, the least we can do, and hopefully that is the worst donation that comes in for you to get the ball rolling 50,000 rand. You never know, there are some incredibly generous and kind people that listen to the show, and I'm hoping they come forward and they go and access your bank, your banking details on our blog on jacarandafm.com.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Thank you.
I mean, what do you even say? You've got... Love around you. We are here for you. And here's hoping for the very, very best for yourself and for Andries and, of course, for little Tamia.
Thank you so much.
Great job, Angels. That's why you help us raise those funds to make a small difference, to get the ball rolling for this young, beautiful family, the Oosthuizens. Go and check out that banking deets there on jacarandafm.com. And let us know if you can make a difference here. Good Morning Angels. Exclusive here to your station, Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.